Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Jerry and Sheila Weldon about their beekeeping classes coming up at the Marion County Extension Office starting on January 25th. January 25th, beekeeping classes. Why should people come out and take part in these beekeeping classes?
Well, we want people to know what they're going to be getting into. If they're interested in beekeeping, we want them to know what they're going to be getting into and what's involved as far as time, investment, as far as money.
What's the number one reason why people should take the class?
So you know what you're getting into. Beekeeping is a lot more difficult today than it was years ago. Many people will remember maybe a grandparent getting honey out of trees or having a few hives. It's a lot more complicated because of the parasites that came over in 84, the varroa mite, the loss, the severe loss of habitat, food for the bees, and the combination of chemicals. I would say those are three things that have really impacted beekeeping.
So now this is an 8-week course starting on January 25th. Take us through what times are these classes and what are people going to be learning? What are some of the things they're going to really learn throughout this 8-week course?
Well, the courses start at 8:30 and run till 8, but we generally stick around quite a bit afterwards. People's asking questions and, well, what do I do with this or how do I do that? So even though it's an hour and a half class, they extend longer than that, really. We're going to show them how to put a hive together. We're going to show them what's involved in installing the bees, how to get bees in the spring to start with, whether they buy packaged bees or a nucleus that's already been started. Probably they're not going to catch a swarm the first year, but we want them to know how later on to be able to catch a swarm if they find one in the trees around their house or on a building or whatever, how to catch that and hive it, to put it in a hive.
These classes aren't just going to be going on in Knoxville, right?
That's right. We'll be also teaching in Albia on starting on January 30th, and that'll be at 6:30 also, and that'll also be at the Extension office. We have friends that will be teaching classes. One will be in Oskaloosa on Friday nights that start on January 19th, and another one will be in Ottumwa starting on January 16th. So if our dates don't correspond with your schedule, you can go to one of these other classes if that works out better for you.
Now you guys are also going to be, I saw, having a spring field day. Take us through, what's the spring field day?
That's where we let our students come to our apiary, and they will be wearing their suits, and we'll be basically looking at inside of our hives and tell them what's going on. It's a hands-on experience.
Now, I know you talked about the students would be wearing their suits so they wouldn't have to be stung. I guess that's my biggest fear, anybody's biggest fear when it comes to bees is being stung. Why is it important that we need to keep having beekeepers and keep bees around? And two, how do we prevent against being stung? Or what do you tell those students that are scared, that want to be beekeepers but are scared to get stung?
I tell them you're going to get stung sooner or later, you know. And we do have people, some young people especially sometimes, that manage not to get stung their first year. I haven't figured out how they do that, but they don't get stung. I don't like to get stung. I do get stung, and I don't mind a few stings, but when a hive might become really aggressive, and there's a lot of different reasons, I get away from it. So we encourage people to always wear protective equipment.
For the most part, the honeybee is a pretty docile insect. It's not an aggressive insect like a wasp or a hornet. They will sting as a protection to protect the hive, but with a honeybee, they sting one time and they die, whereas a wasp or a bumblebee or what the others, they can sting multiple times. So honeybees, unless you are aggressive to them, and I say that very cautiously because you can just walk across the yard and get stung, but for the most part, they're a pretty docile insect.
So now what do people need to do, residents need to do to take part in these classes? How much does it cost and who do they contact?
Okay, just show up on the night of the class, and our charge is $45 for the household, so husband, wife, or kids if they want to be involved in it. The whole family, for the whole household, can take it. It is $45 for the 8 weeks.
And that covers, there's a book that goes with it, and our handouts, and usually like we do a lot of PowerPoint, so it's copies of the PowerPoint and just other handouts that we provide to them. So it's a really probably the cheapest investment you might have in beekeeping, and lets you really know what you're going to do. Most of the people taking classes do end up getting into beekeeping, but I'm sure there's a few of them that don't, and it just really lets you know what you're getting into.
Is there anything else residents should know about beekeeping classes coming up?
Well, we contact, if you know, in case of bad weather, we will contact mm-hmm. them. But it's a continual learning thing. We've been in it for 10 years, 11 years, somewhere in that area. But we're still learning. We're still picking up new information all the time. There's a lot of false information on the internet. I mean, you know, we all go to the internet now, and there's a lot of, and you have to really be careful what you hear, because, so you got to be really careful there. We mentor a lot of our students. Actually, the Iowa Honey Producers Association does a scholarship, and there's a young lady from Otley, I believe, won one of the scholarships this year, and we will be mentoring her throughout the year to make sure that she is successful. And when they get a scholarship, they're actually set up with a hive and with the bees and some of the equipment, or most of the equipment that they need to get started. So it's a real good thing. Now, and our local club has also done the same thing on a local basis. So if we have somebody that, believe us, between the ages of 12 and 17, I think, and they take the class and they show an interest in it, they can apply for a scholarship within our own local club. Our purpose is to get people involved in it that want to do it. We occasionally have people will call us and say, hey, we want to be a beekeeper. Where can I get some bees? Or do you have bees that you know you can sell or whatever? But we always encourage them to take a class first. We do not want to just set somebody up to fail. We want them to know what they're getting into and help them to be successful at it.
That was today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks to Jerry and Sheila Weldon for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.